Last Saturday was the United Nations World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, which was established to raise awareness of the plight of human trafficking victims and promote and protect their rights. It is perhaps something that we as Australians don't really think about that much, but for many people in the world, the threat of human trafficking is very real. To talk more about this delicate subject is Kim Miller from the Blue Dragon Children's Foundation. Tell us what's happening in Vietnam in this area at the moment and how organisations like Blue Dragon are helping to rescue victims and help legislate to put an end to human trafficking. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Danny. Thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thanks so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about the Blue Dragon's Children Foundation?
Yeah, sure. So we're an Australian NGO that's based in and working in Vietnam. We have about 140 staff at the moment, and only five of us are foreigners, so the rest are all local staff. We work with children around Vietnam who are living in impoverished conditions and in moments of crisis or trauma, and we do all of the work around rescuing victims of human trafficking, as well as trying to put an end to it before it happens, and all of the aftercare that survivors need to be able to get their life back on track when they come back home.
And how did you get involved with the Blue Dragon Children's Foundation?
Yeah, so I was a teacher here in Australia, and I had one of the young junior social workers at Blue Dragon came to speak at my school, and he was one of the very first street kids that Blue Dragon ever worked with, one of the very first children way back in 2002. And when he came to my school in 2011, he was now working as a junior social worker. His job was to be out on the streets meeting street kids and helping them to get into positions of safety. And his story just blew my mind. It really made me want to go to Vietnam and to know more about the work that they were doing and to be part of it. And his story, and so well, actually just 3 months ago, he was made the co-CEO of Blue Dragon Children's Foundation. So V was an exceptional man. And yeah, he just really, his story really just, it was a pivotal moment in my life.
Oh, good. That's great that the foundation is able to do such wonderful work. And now, as a bit of a delicate question for you, what does sort of human trafficking look like on the ground there in Vietnam?
Yeah, so Blue Dragon's rescued more than 1,200 survivors of human trafficking, and they've come from every province around Vietnam. So there are like 63 different provinces, and we've rescued survivors and victims from every single one of those provinces. So it's something that can, you know, anybody who's living in those situations where they're needing to take a risk for employment or, you know, in situations of poverty that they're really greatly more vulnerable. Generally, it looks like we've rescued more girls than we have boys from situations of trafficking where they've been trafficked from Vietnam into China for situations of forced marriage or sexual exploitation.
Oh dear.
Generally, they're being tricked or lied to or manipulated by somebody who they know and trust. So it's somebody who gets to know them, who builds up trust with them, and then maybe they're offering to take them shopping, maybe they're offering to take them on a date. Maybe they're offering them a very good job and they think that they're going with them for an opportunity that will improve their life. But in reality, they've been sold into this situation of slavery.
And how can you sort of rescue the people that are in those situations?
Yeah, look, generally it takes an opportunity for the girl or the woman to be able to get a message out. And of course, the first person that she calls, if we think about the only phone numbers that we tend to remember these days, it tends to be their mother.
Yep.
And so they will put a call out for help from their mum if they're able to steal a phone or get access to a phone or a computer in the middle of the night. And then their mum will maybe contact the police, or they'll talk to somebody in the community who knows of Blue Dragon. Or maybe they'll call the human trafficking hotline, and that we're able to access that. And then it's almost like a bit of a detective work, because the girls don't speak Chinese. They often are from ethnic minority groups as well, so they may not even speak the main Vietnamese language. It's very difficult. Then we have to try and work out where they are, because often they also don't know where they are. So it can take, you know, up from days to weeks to months to be able to find them, and then to find a way to safely go in and to bring them home.
Oh, man. It's just such a hard thing to comprehend, because obviously sort of I've led a very privileged life where this isn't really a factor, but the fact that this is going on out there in the world, it begs belief. But I'm so glad that Blue Dragon is there. And I'd suggest sort of with this, I guess the big thing from your organisation is to raise your profile so people know that when they do find themselves in these situations, the thing that they can do is contact Blue Dragon.
Yeah, that's right. And we're doing a lot of work within the community. So we do a lot of anti-trafficking work. We've set up early warning systems in the community where we're involving teachers and social workers and government officials, people within the community, and we're setting up anti-trafficking boards around Vietnam. And so people within the community are starting to develop a greater awareness as well. And that's really, I think we've seen some really great success in the two provinces that we've been doing that so far and being able to really stem the flow of human trafficking in those areas. So we hope that over the next 10 years, we'll be able to roll that out across Vietnam and to put a real dent in the issue of human trafficking along the way.
Kim, you are one of the good ones. You should be so proud of all the work that you're doing. If people want to find out more about the Blue Dragon Children's Foundation, where's the best place to go?
Yep, we're on all the socials. You can just look us up for Blue Dragon or bluedragon.org for our website, and then you'll find all of the links from there. So that's just bluedragon.org. Super easy to find.
Kim Miller, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.